Okay, today Be'ez Hashem we're continuing in the six parak of Masechus Menachos. We are up to parak Vav, Mishnah Hay. Kol Menachos Unin Shalosh Me'el Shifa. All Karbonos Mincha need to be rubbed 300 times. V'chamesh Me'el Be'ita, and 500 times it needs to be pounded them. You need to pound them. V'ashifa V'be'ita B'chitim. The rubbing and the pounding is done to the wheat that you're going to use for the Karbon Mincha to get the kernels out of the husks so that it makes it easier to remove it. So that you'll get a better flour out of it. Rabbi Yossi Omer Af Babatzek, that you would even do the rubbing and the pounding on the dough of the Karbon Mincha to make it more well kneaded. Kol HaMenachos Bo'os Eser Eser. All Menachos are brought in groups of 10. Chutz Milachma Panim V'Chavit HaKohen Gadol Shein Bo'os Shtei Mesrei. Except for Lachma Panim and L'Chavit HaKohen Gadol, which are 12 loaves, Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rameir Omer Kulan Bo'os Shtei Mesrei. No, everything is brought in groups of 12. Chutz Michalos Todav HaNazirus Shein Bo'os except for Chalos Toda and Nazirus, which are 10 at a time. Meaning the Torah is very clear that the Lachem Apanim is 12, and that there are 40 Lachmei Toda, so those are in groups of 10, four groups of 10. Question is, what about other Menachos? Which one is the rule? Which one is the exception? Mishnah Vav. Ha'omer ha'yabai Isaron Misholosh Se'in. The Karbon Omer was an Isaron of flour. It happens to be of barley flour, and it was made, it was sifted from three sa'a of fresh barley to yield one isaron of flour. That would make it fine enough that three se'in would yield one isaron. Shtei alechem, shnei isaronim, mishalosh se'in. The shtei alechem would be two isarons of wheat flour that would come from three se'in of wheat. Lechem apanim, esrim varba isaronim, me esrim varba se'in. And the lechem apanim is 24 isaronim that would come from 24 se'in. Meaning the point is, how much would they sift it and sift it and sifted and sifted until they got the finest flour that they possibly could. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Hay, we had said that all menachos need to be smeared and pounded many hundreds of times. The Tanakhama says you do that all while it's wheat. Rabbi Yossi said, in order to get the kernel out of the husk. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, no, you even do it while it's a dough in order to make for a more smoothly kneaded dough. There's a machlokas whether a standard karbonos mincha are made with 10 loaves at a time, like you have by the karbon toda, or with 12 loaves at a time, like you have by the lechem apanim. And then Mishnah Vav, we said that how much sifting do you do on different types of karbonos mincha? So the karbon Omer started with three se'in, and it would yield one isaron of barley flour. The Shtei Alechem started with three se'in and would yield two esronim of wheat flour. The Lechem Apanim started with 24 se'in and would yield 24 esronim of the wheat flour. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin.